Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know that when Jesus gave us the Great Commission, he told us, he says, listen, he says, I'm going to go be with the Father. I want you to go. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel. Tell them about me. And when you tell them the good news of the kingdom, I will work with you, confirming my word with signs and wonders and miracles and healings. And we just call them, you know, it's about the manifestation of the glory of God. When God turns water into wine, when God turns water into wine, that's the manifestation of his glory. When he heals someone, when he answers your prayer, when he provides that car for you, that's the glory of God. That's why we say all the glory be to God. That's why we're in the book of Revelation. They said, you're worthy of all the glory because it's him that's doing this. All good gifts come from the Father above. Well, I have with me right now on the line, Steve. And Steve was just out last night at work, just lover of God, out just telling people about the love of God when he's at work. And, man, tell us what happened, Steve. Tell us what happened.
Oh, my goodness. I was actually closing up and finishing up work and about to take the trash out. And where I work, there's a lot of different people that you don't see on a daily basis. And there was this guy hobbling. He was limping pretty bad. And I was walking ahead of him, and God just said, talk to him. So I turned around, and I just introduced myself. I said, hey, man, how you doing? And found out he worked there. And I asked him, I said, well, what'd you do to your leg? And he says, no, I hurt it. You know, I did something to my ankle. And I just started just telling him about God, how God has been healing people in our midst and being able to pray for somebody over this weekend about their back and just sharing his glory. And I asked him,
you were sharing him about things that God had done, the glory that God had manifested?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. And his name was Jalen. And I said, well, hey, bro, I said, you know, can I pray for you? And he's just like, well, you know, man, he's like, I believe in God, but, you know, I don't go overboard and pray. And I said, that's cool. I said, well, you know, what's going on? And he said he wanted to know God more. And I was like, all right, cool. And I said, well, you know, can I pray for you? I won't pray for your ankle, but, you know, can I just, you know, pray for you? And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, I'm cool with that. That's cool. Mm-hmm. So I go to put my arm around him and just pray for him. And I just stopped and, you know, I just acknowledged God. I just said, Jesus, I just thank you for this moment. And all of a sudden he was like, whoa, hey. And he backed away from me. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, like, maybe, you know, he wasn't comfortable with me putting my arm around him.
Right.
And he's like, did you just touch me? And I was like, no, man, what's up? And he goes, did you just touch my leg? I'm like, God just healed your leg, man. What? I'm like, jump around. And 5 minutes ago, he was walking so slow, hobbling. And I said, Jesus Christ just touched your leg, didn't he?
Praise God. You mean, wait a minute. You said it so fast.
I know.
You were talking real slow with all this stuff, and all of a sudden it's like the glory came and you talked fast here. Wait a minute. This man was limping.
Yeah.
And you asked if he wanted prayer, and he said he didn't, but I'm very, you know, I am religious. And long story short. And then after you're sharing with him, because God's moving, isn't he? I mean, he's just doing powerful things. I mean, the glory of God is just everywhere. And you begin to even share it with him, even this Sunday at the VFN Dream Center, how God's glory was moving and healing all the things that are going on. Then all of a sudden you said, what now? Can I pray for you or something? What'd you do?
Right. Well, I'm sorry. As we were talking, like I said, I was sharing stories about what God had done. Uh-huh. And when I asked him, I said, you know, can I pray for your ankle? He said, no, man, that's cool. You know, I don't go overboard and pray. But he said, you know, but I want to know God more. And I asked him, and I said, well, can I pray for you that you would know God more?
So this man was hungry for more of God.
Wow.
He was hungry for more of God. He had an open heart. Isn't that beautiful?
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Amen. And when he said that I could pray for him, just not specifically for his ankle, when I put my arm around him and all I did was just like simply acknowledge Jesus Christ and I just thanked him for the moment to simply encounter Jalen. Jalen just kind of got surprised and backed away from me and asked me, what did I just do?
Wait a minute. So then all of a sudden he felt the power of God on his body. Something happened to his legs. Like, did you touch me, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. He asked me, did you just touch me? He's like, what did you just do, man?
Like jerking away from you? Like, what happened?
Yeah, and I
that's God, man. That's the glory. God's like, well, that's God. Woo!
Yeah, I'm like, it's God, man. I said, God just healed your leg. I said, jump around, man, jump around. And he started like moving his legs. He's like, oh my goodness, man. And he's like, oh my goodness. And I said, that's God, man. I said, that is Jesus Christ that just touched your leg. I said, jump around, man, jump around, move around, move around.
So he starts jumping around on his leg. The very leg he couldn't walk on, now he's jumping around on his leg.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. Wow, that's Thank you, Lord. That is so beautiful.
And then he asked me, he's like, man, did you just touch me? I said, no, man. I said, this is God. And he's just like, bro, he's like, this is freaking me out, man.
It's the glory of God.
Yeah. And he's like, I've seen this on TV, man. He's like, but this, I'm like, no, this is real. I said, this is God confirming to you that the Jesus Christ that I'm speaking to you out to you about is real. And he's like, whoa, man, whoa. And we just started talking more and just being able just to confirm and just share with him that this Jesus Christ who I speak to you is the one true God.
Wow.
And
that's so beautiful because he says very specifically, Jesus says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, he says, go and do what you did. You're just working. You're at your job. You see a person who is hurting.
Yeah.
And your heart, God just touched your heart to go after him and help him, encourage him, and pray for him. And that's God just moving at that point. And then he says very specific. We talked about this, matter of fact. We talked about the great expectation.
Mm-hmm.
The great expectation. And you just did what God expected from you to let him know that God loves him. And here this man was hungry for God. And you begin to share about the goodness and the glory of God, and his faith was stirred.
Mm.
You know, and because his faith was stirred, he has the faith. Remember, he told the lady, he says, there was a woman that was healed from the issue of blood. He says, your faith has made you whole. And maybe you're listening right now. Maybe you're listening right now, and you're realizing, wait a minute. If God can heal him, and God can heal John, and this is not just something you see on TV. God is real.
That's right.
Then God can heal me. And I just want to encourage you right now, if you're listening to VFN Radio, that I want you to begin to believe God right now. We're just going to speak healing over you. I don't care if it's a sickness or a disease. I don't care if it's something in your mind. I don't care if it's something in your body. Right now, let's just believe God for complete healing from you. And when you get healed, when God heals you, I want you to let us know. I want you to go to VFNTV.com. And let us know. I'm just going to release healing over you right now. I want you just to receive it, just like Jalen did. Just receive healing. We're touching you right now. We're all in agreement right now that God would touch you and heal your body. We command sickness to go in Jesus' name. We command depression to go in Jesus' name. We just speak healing over your joints and your nerves and your body. And we just speak peace that passes all understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you, Steve. God bless you, man.
Amen. Bless you, guys.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.